Now, there's certainly something about Sally, because this morning, Sally Rooney's eagerly awaited fourth novel, Intermezzo, hits the bookshelves. The 33-year-old writer from County Mayo, she's been a critical and commercial success since her first novel, Conversations with Friends, was published back in 2017. And then, of course, it was the hit TV drama series Of Normal People during lockdown that brought her to a global audience and introduced Paul Mescal and his O'Neill shorts to the international world. Bookshops opened their doors at 8 o'clock this morning for eager Rooney fans, and our reporter Sheila Nocton was at Hodges Figgis in Dublin, and she spoke to the early bird customers who had set their alarm clocks.
Well, I just love Sally Rooney, and I love physical books, and Hodges Figgis is great as well, so I just wanted to show up early and show some support, and it's been great, like, meeting people in line. So yeah, it's a really fun event.
What is it about her or her books that attracts you?
She's an amazing writer. I really admire people who can write description really beautifully. So I have a really good time reading her stuff. It's very vivid. But I also think she handles politics really interestingly. And I think, especially in her most recent book, Beautiful World, I loved how she uses these emails to kind of sneak in these almost, it almost feels like you're reading these nonfiction essays from Sally about how she views the world. And so it was really fun to, I don't know, get like her political insight while also really just enjoying the descriptions and the language of the book.
I really enjoy the way that she explores kind of different ideas through relationships and how these relationships come about.
You are about to go up and get your book. Why did you decide to queue up today and get this in hard copy and first thing in the morning?
I guess I just really loved her previous books, and there's been a lot of hype around this book in particular. When I saw the announcement a couple months ago that a new book was coming out, I was like, yeah, she was one of the first people to get it.
Have you liked her previous material? What in particular about them did you enjoy?
I guess the way she writes about relationships feels very realistic to young people. And I think reading it as an Irish person as well, it's something about her writing this feels very familiar. So yeah, I really enjoyed Normal People, Conversations with Friends. So looking forward to trying out this one as well.
Would you like to tell me why you've queued up this morning so bright and early?
Yeah, well, we've read some of her books before and just love how real she is, and decided that why not come to one of the great Dublin bookstores here and see the opening of it.
Sheila Nocton there at Hodges Figgis this morning. Our arts and media correspondent Evelyn O'Rourke is on the line as well. As a book lover, Evelyn, I find it thrilling that people are prepared to queue in the early morning to buy a book in hardcover, to buy a Sally Rooney. It's a hugely significant release for the publishing industry, isn't it?
It's absolutely massive. I mean, I should start by saying happy Sally Rooney Day, Mary. I mean, the fact that that phrase is even being bandied around just gives you a sense of the impact of this. It is a significant event. There's that emotional side. We can talk about that in a minute. But in terms of the industry, I mean, for Faber and Faber, this is huge. They've described this event for them as the biggest trade campaign ever, because she is critically and commercially successful. That's the elusive cocktail, and they take her so seriously. Fabers are partnering with 40 bookshops to mark the publication today. We're seeing a queue there in Dublin. Bookshops opening early. We know in London there's major events. I was watching, you know, they're talking about it in Sydney. They're talking about this right across the world with all these events, just all focused on this one book. And the readers, as you can hear there, they like buying physical books. They loved that. But they love the buzz. They love the idea. The last time her last book came out, Beautiful World, Where Are You? Bookshops talked about the fact that the readers hung around all morning. They were chatting. This community thing that she has tapped into, that her readers really have come together to enjoy her book, is a huge part of her success, you know. And the early reviews are in, and they're quite astonishing, Mary. I mean, The Guardian says that Intermezzo is perfect, truly wonderful, adding, is there a better novelist at work right now? I mean, it's extraordinary stuff.
It's more rock star than writer, and yet she is, and I don't know her, but I sense a shy and retiring woman.
Yeah, it's really interesting. I mean, she did an interview with the Irish Times a few weeks ago, and she talked about the fact that she's very lucky that she doesn't have to do these kind of torturous book tours anymore. So she's doing very, very few public events. But on Saturday night, she was at the National Concert Hall, where she was in conversation with Fintan O'Toole. And I was lucky enough to be there. And, you know, the atmosphere was amazing. That had that rock star feel to it. She came out on stage. She got an extraordinary reaction and warm response from the crowd. She seemed genuinely moved, actually. It was lovely. And she's very confident. She's a very interesting mix. She's very self-possessed. She's very calm, very independent, very clear in her messaging. So she did that beautifully with aplomb, but it's not something she seeks. And I think it's really interesting that her readers are a generation who we know kind of live their lives through screen in so many ways and publicise so much of their life. And yet this person that they really love, so many of them, shies away from that. And there's a really interesting dichotomy about that, that if you want to be a Sally Rooney fan, You have to read the books. Mm. You know, she's not there pumping out content on social media. And I think that's a really instant connection with her younger readers.
Indeed. And she heads a list of fantastic Irish writers now as well, which is also great to see. You'll be talking more about the book later on in the on RTE, on radio and television. That's our arts and media correspondent, Evelyn O'Rourke. It's a minute to nine.